Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In about 8 minutes, we will get to the random question of the day. It is Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tappy is back from his surgery. James is producing for Drew the next couple of days.
Do I seem like
days.
Me? Do I seem
yeah,
normal?
You do.
That's good.
Yeah, you seem
I would
like
say tiredness is probably still the only.
Are you?
I'm a little sore still, but that's minor.
Does it hurt to stand up, like get out
no,
of a chair?
No, it's not. No, that's okay. Okay. I think if you move a certain way or cough, maybe a little bit of that, right?
They good tell you to cough laugh. A lot?
No, I'm saying if you cough, maybe that like it hurts a little bit more there.
Uh-huh.
I still got to apologize to the staff. I'm sorry I tried to get out of my bed right after the surgery. I was like gonna throw people.
I wish they would have had to throw you back on the bed and restrain you.
I was worried it was going to come to that, but you're so confused when you come out of those, like come out from under anesthesia. You're not acting with any kind of like forethought. You're just going crazy.
It was very predictable. That some people are super, super groggy, obviously. Uh-huh. And then, of course, you were popping right out of bed and ready to roll. Now, you were also on pain meds, so you weren't feeling a damn thing.
No, they put a nerve blocker in before they give you the surgery. That I will say, day one was not the day it hurt the most. I would say it was probably day two, once that nerve block finally goes away. They're like, uh-oh, there's all that pain that was... That's where they call
that
muscle.
How long till they think you'll be like, you won't even know you ever
right
had
as
it?
Rain, 5 weeks. So 5 weeks from now, so 6 weeks total. Then they said, no restrictions. Do whatever you were doing before. You're fine.
Okay.
No restrictions for like lifting stuff, moving, exercising.
Were your kids, are you like, stay away. Don't you dare jump near me or anything.
No, they're being, so like my younger son, Desmond, is very thoughtful and caring. He keeps asking if anything is okay. So like they were going to go out front and I started opening the door. He's like, can you open that door? I was like, listen, man, I can get the door. It's a heavy front door.
He's trying to make sure, you know?
He's mindful. So he's very mindful. Neither of them are. Yeah, they're careful with it.
We will get to the random question of the day in just a couple minutes. But, you know, the offense on the road, the defense on the road versus the offense at home, the defense at home. We're just looking at some of the numbers. Is there anything here or is it just, hey, the opponents? So, for example, at home, we all know the Chiefs have played the Eagles, the Ravens, the Lions, Commanders, Raiders. Mixed bag. Couple playoff teams, though, in there. The Eagles, potentially the Ravens, we'll see, and the Lions. As of right now, only the Eagles are the playoff team, right? The Lions are currently not a playoff team. The Commanders certainly are. The Raiders certainly aren't. And the Ravens are not. Points per game at home, the Chiefs 28.8. Points allowed at home, 14.3. On the road, games against Chargers, Giants, Jags, Bills, Broncos, which also, in this case, actually features four playoff teams.
Crazy.
23.7 points per game. Points allowed, 22.3. Patrick Mahomes, at home, 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns, 3 picks. On the road, 1,326 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Notable.
He was touchdown difference, yes.
Yeah, huge. 10.
How much do you think this is just, hey, this is opponent space, guys. They put up 31 against Vegas, 28 against the Commanders. How much is this also... Hey, the Chiefs only have a road game against Dallas, against the Titans and the Raiders remaining on the schedule, that some of this will be just better performances being back at Arrowhead, and basically Arrowhead will play somewhat of a factor in these close games that they're losing. Arrowhead will be the difference. Do you buy into that at all, or do you just think, no, listen, man, they played some bad teams at home. They played much better teams on the road. It is what it is.
I think, no, because again, I told you there are, point. I understand that the Chiefs are flawed. I'm not even trying to pretend like they're a perfect team. The losses on the road were against playoff team, playoff team, playoff team, playoff team, and playoff team. All five. All five losses, or I'm sorry, their five losses are against playoff teams. on the road, those losses, their only wins are Baltimore. Oof. And you're like, ooh, you really did it there.
Baltimore's at home.
New York. Yeah, the Giants. Yeah. Is that their only road win this year? The Giants? Yep. I think it's pretty hard to ignore that there's not a home road split problem here, Gold. Like, there's something going on that this team, their show's not going on the road very well. And so the question is, what is it? And I think that it's fairly obvious that it is one area more than the other. We can point out Patrick Mahomes' touchdown numbers. We can point out where the defense is so much worse on the road. And so if you're just telling me it's opponent, and the reason why they're worse on the road is the road games were Jacksonville. Oh, no. And Bo Nix. No offense.
Well, just let's go by
whole water. They're playoff teams, but I mean, those aren't quarterbacks that should be eating you alive. And Bo Nix and Trevor Lawrence did.
Yeah.
Carved him up.
Let's go quarterback by quarterback. So at home, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson for part of the game.
He got it in the fourth quarter.
Jared Goff, Mariota, Geno Smith. On the road, Herbert, Russell Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, Bo Nix.
Yeah, you should be better on the road defensively than that. Again, the biggest telling sign is this last week, Bo Nix ate him alive, and so did Trevor Lawrence. So why? Why is your defense having such a hard time adjusting to being on the road? So, for instance, I expect them to be quite a bit better on defense against Indianapolis this weekend and fear what Dallas's offense might do against them on the road on Thanksgiving. Because right now, that does seem to be the piece. Jesse Newell had a piece up over at The Athletic, and he had written a little bit about some of the advanced numbers on this, by the way, for whatever it's worth. And it pointed out that in 26 years of data, and did I think he heavily emphasized the idea that it is a small sample size because it has to be. But in 26 years of data, this is like
tied for the worst mark ever by a team in 26 years in defensive success rate.
Late in the game. It's late, specifically third and fourth quarter in critical third and fourth downs. They stink. And that is all been on the road. And look, this Bo Nix, that Troy Franklin pass, the third and 15 where Chris Jones said they know what they were doing. Those are just key examples of that. But it's impossible to ignore right now that they are not as good of a team on the road, which is not uncommon for most human teams in the NFL. The Chiefs part that still gets me is they are so established and comfort in who they are supposed to be. They've won so many games. They've played in so many big games. Road environments should not be the issue. So it's something about the way they play defense that doesn't travel. That doesn't make sense unless it's just they get on a plane and their legs get tired and they can't rush the passer anymore. Because that was obviously a big problem against Denver, is in the critical moments they couldn't get pressure on Bo Nix. But like, I can't, this is why this team is so frustrating. This team is frustrating, Gold, because there are plenty of reasons why I think they should be a good football team, and they're not. They're like a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Mediocre one right now. They're not a bad team. I want to be clear there. You and I had to go back and forth with people on the text line earlier, but there's just something. I don't know if it's a fatal flaw.
I was trying to figure out too. Like, how much, you know, is there any correlation between these games in which teams that they've played a lot recently that just know them even better than other teams? Well, the division's the division, right? Like the points allowed per game, the Chargers see them twice a year. The Broncos see them twice a year. The Bills see the Chiefs twice a year. The Jags, not a twice a year thing. It's been a couple years since they played.
And that game was still a freakazoid one.
The Giants, obviously, that's a different story as well. And then at home, they've played the Eagles multiple times over the last couple of years. They've played the Ravens. The Lions, it's been a couple of years. Commanders, they don't ever really play Dan Quinn and the Commanders. And then this is the first year of Pete Carroll, but the Raiders as an organization, they do. So it's not even just you can't just go with, well, the good coaches are getting them, the bad coaches aren't. No, Dan Campbell didn't get them, and he's one of the better coaches, I think we all agree, in the league. Pete Carroll just doesn't have it. Pete Carroll's still one of the better coaches, I would argue, in the league. Liam Cohen's a first-year head coach, you know what I mean, with the Jags. Yeah. So I don't think it's a coaching correlation thing in terms of who has gone up against them either. They have just, in some of the biggest spots, as we keep reiterating, in some of the biggest spots,
their
opponent has made the better play.
It's so weird.
Every single time, seemingly, this year.
Makes
it's crazy.
Makes no sense to me. Let's get to it.
Random question.
Random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. For you, Gold, over there for James. Text line 913-586-7965. And, of course, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Happy to be back in the chats over there chopping it up with you. So if you want to live stream the show, 4 hours every day, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. Today, a uncommon, but not totally uncommon, sports-related random question of the day. So as you know, Gold, we've been mired in the guessing game that is, where is the Royal Stadium going to go? Where are the Chiefs going to go? I don't know what I saw. A rumor last week, something about like a dome or whatever. Like maybe a roof over Arrowhead.
Well, the governor of Missouri, Mike Keogh, suggested what they do at Frankfurt, Germany, which is like that piece of fabric that collapses in the scoreboard.
Those kind of things. But that's not what it is. Instead, over at Fox 4, they interviewed a gentleman who was and is against the 119th site location. Now, you might be like, is it the mayor over in that particular area, or perhaps a civic leader that has some important questions about where it is? The person who has an issue with where the stadium's going to go is an HOA president who handles a neighborhood of about 69 homes, in which he claims...
Do you know what neighborhood? I'm curious.
You
know the name?
Let me pull it up.
You sent this to me last night.
Would you know the neighborhood if I said this?
I don't live I don't live on 119th and Knoll, so no.
Yeah, I was about to say you don't live, but Rob does. Doesn't he live really close to that?
I think so.
Without, I guess, giving away his exact address.
Yeah, let me get his exact address for you.
I guess it's better to say we're not there.
Yeah.
And says that he and his concerned neighbors are going to hold a meeting.
That's fine.
They're going to hold. They're going to hold a meeting to officially put out their opposition to this possible location. And I guess the question I have is, does this person really think they have any say in this at all? Should we be listening? Should we allow HOA presidents to have say in where billion-dollar projects go? That's my question for you today.
So, if the Royals do or don't go there, one way, it's not going to be because of an HOA president or an HOA of a development.
Hawthorne Place, it says.
Yeah.
Hawthorne Place. 81 households.
Someone says, if the HOA has a national branch, it has more pull. I'm sorry. The HOA... is not going to be the reason why they do or do not go anywhere. Like, as much as like we all talked about when they were looking at the East Village location and the Crossroads, and that wasn't that was obviously businesses. That was a much stronger pushback. And one HOA president with 70 neighbors is not going to be the reason why a team does or doesn't go there. And that's not even like that. I just, that HOA president thinks he has a lot more power than he has.
I got to say, he's been like choosing shutter color for the last 10 years, and now he thinks he gets to decide where $2 billion projects go. I think that this is a delusion of grandeur at a level that I have not seen in some time. This man is an HOA president for 80 houses, and he thinks that there's some pull in the stadium discussion. Look, you and I have both. This has anything to do with the site. You and I have both said we do not like the site. We do not like the 119th and Knoll site. If the Royals announce it 2 weeks from now, I would be like, I am disappointed in the site. I hope the stadium's cool, and it certainly won't stop me from going.
Right.
I am disappointed in the site selection, and it is far from your original dream. But it's this idea said, but I will tell you, over the course of the last 4 to 5 or 6 months, I've had at least 15 people in our little neighborhood of 69 homes, although it turns out it's 81. So I don't even know the number. No way, Jose! He continued, I'm sorry.
He said, no way, Jose.
We just don't want it. And I've had no one say, oh, no, that would be a great thing for our neighborhood.
Now, look, let me say this. The actual reasoning behind it, I don't blame if there's homeowners right there that don't want to ballpark there on a Tuesday night with the bright lights and everything right near their home. I don't blame them one bit for that, by the way.
I'm sure there's homeowners in North Kansas City that don't want that either.
So I don't blame them. But what you're saying is that just the fact that I don't think he has as much control over the situation.
Why
as
are you
he thinks,
into
that's
this,
all.
Man? Worry about grass length or shutter color or any of the other stuff.
Gold, you wouldn't want to walk across the street. I don't live that close, guys. I'm like, without giving my exact address, it is not walkable for me to get to the 119th and Nullsite. Guy, it would take me quite some time to walk to that site.
How many minutes? Then you can give some of the radius of where you might live.
No, I do not live that close to the 119th and Nullsite. It is definitely something I still have to drive. Yes. And yeah, from the beginning, I have told you, I don't think that site makes much sense. I also have told you, if that's where they ultimately choose, I'm not going to boycott the site the way occasionally we get texts on that.
This guy might. You think he'll move?
Well, he might. Well, maybe he will need to. I don't know.
Man, he's HOA president. That man ain't leaving. Was he going to go to a new neighborhood and try to become that HOA president? No way.
Someone says, I don't think you know how much money lives out there. Oh, I think if other people get involved, but Cody has just said this one HOA president, other people in the city, there will be pushback and all that. But I also remember, while they need city cooperation, no doubt, there's not a public vote needed if that's what they choose.
The Royals, by the way, did not comment on this, which can't say I
support. Look, I'll be honest. If I had a home,
can't respond to every
if HOA. I had a home on 119th and Null, I would not want the stadium there. I wouldn't.
That's not surprising. That doesn't, yeah. Okay.
I don't disagree with the point. Again, the thought is much more that I don't know how much say this one particular person is going to have. That's all.
It did not say this guy's age. What's your guess?
Oh, 60. I have no idea, Cody.
Okay. I'm just asking. Didn't know. I would just, again, it does not specify this gentleman's age. I just thought I'd ask. A lot of people think that the HOA might have more pull than I think. No way. I mean, you can't even respond to this kind of comment. And by the way, this is the other part about stadiums. We talk about this all the time, which is somebody's going to have an issue no matter where the stadium is.
Oh, yeah. That's so, absolutely true.
No offense. Somebody's going to have an issue with it no matter where it is. Mm-hmm. North Kansas City, downtown, different downtown spot, that downtown spot. Legends, doesn't matter where you
somebody
put it.
Is going to be impacted in a negative way, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's how major construction projects, and again, I'd remind people that a lot of people didn't want the new airport or some of the other stuff that goes in there. And so
text line 913-586-7965. Someone says, I get such anti-Kansas vibes from Cody. I actually don't think I've ever been that bad about it. You were gone last week when we got into the whole thing with Bink because we got into you mentioned the roof about the Arrowhead and I was saying it, and Bink and I got into it in the text line because at that point in time, we were talking about how, like, obviously there's real repercussions for KC Mo if both teams were to leave, right? Real financial implications. Sure. And I said, I acknowledge that. And he was saying it basically, you're not really support Kansas City if you're okay with the team leaving KC Mo. And I said, that's kind of crap. You don't have to support the team staying in KC Mo to still support Kansas City. And that caused a whole fight last week. You were gone for that. And of course, people didn't like my Kansas stance on that because I guess I'm supposed to, be so anti them leaving Jackson County, which makes no sense to me. So someone also wants to know, Cody, if you heard about Drew throwing shade at your questions in the last week or so.
The hell?
While he said I'm his gone? Questions were more highbrow than yours.
Oh, because the one time Drew didn't like the question about whether or not you would sing at a person's funeral or someone's funeral. Remember, that was the one he took great offense of.
Yeah, he
what were his questions? Give me an example of one of his questions.
Man.
He's not even here to defend himself right now. Nor was
I. He also ended up going ChatGPT on a bunch of them.
He used AI.
Yeah.
Shameful. So he hates the environment. Mm-hmm. Drew Nixon hates Earth. And he's going to use AI for random questions on this stupid show? That's crazy. Maybe it's something let him, important.
When he returns in a couple days, I don't remember. There's been a lot of stuff that's gone on in the last week. I don't remember the random question. We do a random question every day. I couldn't tell you what yesterday's question was, and it was mine. That was about the grossest item in your office because we got new keyboards. And I said, prior to that, the keyboard.
I gotta say, keyboard's nice. You guys got some new stuff while I was gone.
Yeah.
Yours looked disease-riddled.
It was. I told you, COVID started in that keyboard. Yeah.
It was gross. Why was that one so much worse than this one?
I think more people sit on this side.
Interesting.
You know?
I felt a little bit bad. The Binkley filled in for one of the days you were gone when you were on vacation. And he Binkley was like starting to sit in this chair and I'm like, Binkley, listen.
You pulled that's my chair. You said that's my spot.
It is my spot.
Wow. I mean, I agree with you. You get used to where if you go sit there every day and that's the side of the studio you do a show from, I think you probably get that side of the studio. But you, what did you say? Hey, you made him get up?
I asked.
If he was already sitting down, I'd be like, whatever.
No, ass was on the seat, but he was moving towards it.
And you said, and hey,
said,
man.
Hey, do you mind? I sit on this side. And he said, okay.
Damn. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but also, you know, show.
It's so weird. This is the only chair I have hosted from regularly in all the time we've worked here. Putting me over there would be like making me bat left-handed out of nowhere. It would just, the whole vibe would be off.
Yeah.
Think about how weird it would be for us to switch for even a half for one.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. I'd be thrown off.
I thought you were about to say totes. And I was like, what world is this?
Totes.
You like could finish like totally, but you stopped. I was like, what the hell happened here?
No, I definitely don't say totes.
I thought you were going to for just that moment.
Nope. Thank you. That's the random question of the day.
Yeah. You know, got to mix it up a little bit. Little highbrow. That's boy.
So now, it says, why don't you any of you stand up to CDOT? About him leaving Chewed Pins. Oh, we've had this conversation for years. There's not much else we can say. We've tried to shame him to change it. It doesn't matter. The Chewed Pin thing, there's one taped over. Dusty starts taping them now to the table. I don't know what to say. Carrington knows we've discussed the Chewed Pin thing. Every show has talked about it with him. I don't know what to tell you.
He's not going to change.
It is what it is. I think we're way past that, man.
Like that boyfriend you kept thinking you were going to fix. He ain't going to change either.
Chewed Pins.
Carrington's not fixing this pin situation. We have outwardly called him out in meetings in groups of tens of people.
Someone says that's so gross.
We've said stuff on the air.
Yeah, they are.
He's not going to change.
And it's one thing if you got a habit like to chew on a pin, like everybody, you have a habit or whatever. Okay. And then immediately go throw them away. That's the issue, is that he chews them and then leaves them there. If you're going to chew on the pin, it is what it is. But yeah, you gotta throw them away. But it's a subject that has been addressed plenty of times.
Can I ask? Has anyone on this show, James, you included, has anyone been to Carrington's place?
No.
You ever been to Carrington's place?
I saw him last night, though.
What?
Yeah.
Don't live anywhere near each other.
I know. I was just as shocked as you are.
Were you by your house or like we're near? Okay. I was like, or where near you?
Yes. I was in Overland Park, 5 minutes from my place. I was watching some basketball with a couple friends at a restaurant, and all of a sudden Carrington walked in, and I was shocked. I was like, what the hell are you doing over here? I've never seen Carrington out that way before.
And he just
ended up being fun, though, because we ended up watching the game and stuff. It was a good time, but I was shocked.
And just out and about.
But I've never been to his place, though. No.
Interesting. I'm just asking because based on the trash he leaves around here, I didn't know if this was a workplace related cleanliness thing. Or if he doesn't throw away
my
trash.
My guess actually is that his apartment is very, very clean.
I think it only goes one of two ways.
I actually think his apartment is probably clean. I think it's one of those where it's at work and it's just like, well, not my place. So I think that's what's going on. I actually think his place is probably pretty clean.
You keep a tidy place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's easier when it's just you, one person.
For sure. Yeah, apartment. But it's just him.
Yeah. I'm just asking. Yeah. I didn't know if anyone had been.
Someone has set a pin up to explode while he's chewing it.
I'm not trying to get fired.
Yeah, we don't want to cause a problem.
Rigging an explosion. Yeah. Over on Twitch, someone says we should just dip him in hot sauce, like give an entire clean box for him, dip them all in hot
sauce.
Again,
I think we'd get in trouble if he started like choking or something. That'd be a problem.
Mm-hmm. They got mad one time when I ate a Pocky chip on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they told us not to, and then I did it anyway.
Well,
but
that's going to get you in trouble.
Well, this isn't a bump board show now. We would never do that now. But yeah. We can't be dipping these pins in hot sauce.
Do you guys record in the same room? Oh, this is the studio. What's all the live shows come out of the same spot? Yeah. This seat,
we share the
space. I sit in the same spot as Carrington and Dusty. Cody sits in the same spot as
Bob, and then any other guest.
Yeah, that's kind of the setup. Anyway, all right. Up next, let's get to the 1 o'clock hour. I want to talk about something that went down last night in baseball, and it involved a name that I think the Royals have clearly been interested in for at least a year or so. He's not an option anymore. We'll tell you why and what it means for the rest of the offseason next.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? It's Trey Smith. You're listening to Cody and Gold weekdays 10 to 2 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
Guys, trust me when you are going to say that you wish you had started TRT sooner, which you can do over Synergen X and Low T Center. Look, you have no idea what testosterone can do for you, so why not find out by going to one of their treatment places and finding out with that free TRT test over at Synergenex and Low T Center. And you can walk in before 10 a.m., book ahead at fixmylowt.com, and choose between these things that are convenient for you. Look, it starts with a T test in their facility, and you can get a result in as little as 20 minutes with an on-site lab and find out where things are. But then you get the choice between on-site treatment or doing it over a mobile app that can make these things for you and make it easier to meet with your telehealth appointments and have follow-ups through the app as well and tutorials on making sure it's all working the way you want it to work for you. So if you've noticed that maybe your focus is off, you're not remembering things the same, your energy is not the same, your sleep isn't as good, testosterone replacement therapy at Synergenex and Low T Center could be the answer for you. So the best is waiting for you. It all starts with a simple and free T-test at fixmylowt.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.